Ето, че сега на нашата скайп линия е Грег Макинтош, основният композитор на Paradise Lost. Hello, Mr. Макинтош, how are you?
Hello, I'm very good.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm at home, but I fly out to Germany tonight. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've just got a few hours at home now.
Окей. Грег е в дома си, но след малко лети за Германия. И всъщност има няколко часа. Well, we met at the festival backstage in what was the name in Belgium like 2 months ago. Well, what has been the summer for Paradise Lost? Well, it's almost over, but anyway.
Yeah, it was good. It was Grass Pop we met at.
Yeah, thanks.
yeah, it's been festival. I mean, when summer for most bands, touring bands, it's the same thing. You know, every weekend you go and do a couple of festivals every weekend. So it's quite nice to be having a touring band in summer because you don't tend to tour. You just tend to fly every weekend to a festival. You know.
Well, yeah, that was basically my question. Was it a different summer or was it like all the previous ones you had as a band, like traveling, playing festivals, meeting old friends, old farts, etc.?
yeah, it's exactly that, basically. I mean, a little too much drinking every weekend, you know.
Okay. Казах му, да, всъщност аз това те попитах, дали това лято е било по-различно за вас, просто концерти, срещате се с, както всяка друга година, всяко друго лято, с стари приятели, с стари разбойници, или е било по-различно? Ами не, такова си е, малко повече пиене всеки уикенд. Well, the last day of this summer, it's going to be a kind of a unique Paradise Lost show. We had advertised it quite a lot, so let's not go back through all these things. Paradise Lost for the first time with a full orchestra and choir. But the question here is, from your side, from the band side, did you feel, and actually what has been the fans' response after the announcement?
It's been interesting, because I guess a lot of people, I mean, this kind of thing has been done before, but I think our fans, a lot of our songs are written with an orchestral theme anyway. So I think it's going to lend itself really well to it. And I think the fans have been waiting for something like this. That's the feedback that we get, you know.
Въпросът беше, няма да говорим сега за този уникален концерт, с който на практика в последния ден на лятото Paradise Lost за първи път с цял оркестър и хор, но всъщност от ваша страна, как почувствахте реакцията на феновете? Той каза, не че до този момент никой не е правил нещо такова, но любопитното е, че песните на Paradise Lost практически до голяма степен имат този това настроение в себе си. Все едно са правени наистина за оркестър и всъщност феновете точно това отбелязаха и затова всички толкова се вълнуват. Actually, who did choose the songs to be played with the orchestra?
It was a collaboration thing. We asked it was a combination between the band choosing them, our record label had input into it as well, and so, like fan input as well. So we had we asked fans what they thought, we decided what we thought, and the label decided what they thought, and then we kind of amalgamated it together.
Mm-hmm. Въпросът беше кой избра тези 8 песни, които ще изпълните с оркестър, защото знаете, че Paradise Lost ще изпълнят и друга цяла серия с самите себе си без оркестър. Грег каза, че всъщност това беше общо усилие между групата. Ние попитахме и нашата звукозаписна компания Century Media какво мислят те по този въпрос и кои песни, както и се допитахме до феновете кои парчета биха искали да видят изпълнени по този начин.
One of the 8 songs gonna be brand new that has never been played before, but it's gonna be part from this forthcoming new album of yours. Last time we met it was 2 months ago. Any progress with the album?
It's pretty much all written now. We're due to go in the studio. We're looking at going in the studio in November, I believe. So all being well, it should be recorded and mixed by December. And knowing timelines for record labels, I would say it's probably going to come out sometime around February next year.
Do you have a producer already?
We're going to do it without a producer this time. Because we've always used producers, and we've come to the conclusion that when we use producers, we kind of tell them what to do. So we're just going to get a good engineer, and we're going to get a decent guy to mix it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Попитах го, добре, де всъщност преди два месеца, когато се видяхме на фестивала Graspop в Белгия, говорихме за този нов албум. След това стара ясно, че на концерта в Пловдив ще изпълните и една чисто нова песен, но има ли развитие с албума? Грег каза, да, всъщност той е почти изцяло композиран. Планираме да влезем в студио през ноември, декември, да завършим всичко и да излезе февруари или март. Знаем ли вече кой е продуцента? Не, този път няма да има продуцент. Решихме, че когато имаме продуцент, опитът ни показва, че ние не можем да му кажем какво да прави и съответно той да прави това, което искаме. По-скоро ще вземем добър звуков инженер, след това и човек, който да го смеси добре. This very special and particular show in Plovdiv with the orchestra is going to be filmed for a future Blu-ray DVD release. I had the chance to meet the guy that's going to direct the whole process called Paul Green. Do you actually know the guy?
I believe we've met before. We were just talking about this on an email the other day. I believe we've met before.
He's a very, 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 very tall guy.
Well, I should remember that, shouldn't I? But I've got a terrible memory.
Too much drinking during the weekends.
That's probably what's done it, yeah. But yeah. No, I'm very looking forward to it. And, you know, hopefully it's going to turn out really great, you know.
Mm-hmm. Той всъщност мисли, че се е срещал с Пол Грин, този висок англичанин, който прави рещата на Гари Нюман, на Девин Таунсенд, прави реща за Bad Company, но всъщност мисля, че съм го срещал, каза Грег, имам лош памет, аз казах сигурно твърде много къркаре през уикендите, но съм сигурен, че ще бъде жестоко. I remember an interview with your good friend Nick Holmes here on the radio, something like 7 or 8 years ago, and I was pretty surprised to hear from him that actually he had never had the chance to read Milton's Paradise Lost. Do you think he was joking with me?
No, not at all. He hasn't got the patience for it. I don't think I've ever seen him read a book. I mean, even if you're an avid reader, I think Paradise Lost, the epic poem, is hard work for anybody. You know, it's quite a long and drawn out thing to read, I think. So you have to have a lot of patience for it.
Did you give it a try yourself?
I did give it a try once and I didn't succeed.
Oh, man. Всъщност, преди 7-8 години Ник Холмс ни каза, че всъщност никога не е чел епичната поема на Милтън на изгубеният рай Paradise Lost. Подигравал ли ми се тогава? Шегува ли се? Ник, не. В никакъв случай той няма търпение да направи нещо такова самият. Той никога не съм го виждал да чете книга, но по принцип не много хора са стигали до край самият. Ти попитах Грег чел ли си? Той каза, опитвал съм, така или иначе не успях до края. Аз казвам, очевидно си оставяш това за времето, когато си възрастен, пенсионираш се и си седиш пред камината и котките си играят в краката ти. Two more questions to go. One is, 26 years later, after starting the band, if you were starting the band today, with all the things that had happened through the so-called music industry, the tastes and trends of young people around the world, all the X factors and stuff, if you were starting Paradise Lost today, actually a quarter of a century later, how do you think it would sound?
I think albums for us as a band are like snapshots. Mm-hmm. So everything will probably be the same because it's 100% what you're into at that moment in time. So it's just, what I'm into now might be completely different in 5 years' time. So I can only speak for right now. Whatever we would produce right now will be the same as the album that we're going to make soon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Попитах го, добре, де всъщност, ако започвахте групата сега, 25 години по-късно, как мислиш, че щеше да звучи Paradise Lost сега? Защото преди факта, че днес модите, вкусовете на младите и изобщо музикалната индустрия изглежда по различен начин, Грег Макинтош каза, мисля, че по същия начин, защото всеки един наш албум е като моментна снимка на моментното ни състояние и усещане, така че едва ли нещо щеше да се промери. I was thinking, actually, with all these bands fronted by girls in the gothic genre throughout the years, are you planning to do a kind of a Nick Holmes duetting with a famous gothic metal diva on the next album? And actually, are you planning any guest appearances?
I wouldn't really like that personally. I think that's kind of a cheesy thing to do. Mm-hmm. But we're not the kind of band that really plays on guest appearances. You know, it's there's nothing wrong with it, but it's not something that we particularly like to think about because it's more of a marketing thing, I think, you know, where they've just tried to cross genres. So for us, it's not really an issue, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I thought it may be, from the marketing point of view, could be interesting. But, yeah, thanks for answering that way. Okay, so I will translate after we finish this conversation. So it was a brief one. Thanks a lot. It's like 9 days till you come to Bulgaria.
It's not long now, yeah.
I can tell you that the guy that is doing the arrangements, who's going to be the conductor, told me last night, Skyped me last night, said, the more I go into their music, the more I love it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I look forward to rehearsing with them, and hopefully it's all going to turn out fantastic.
It will. It will be fantastic, my friend. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you very soon. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye. See you soon.
Ciao. Грег Макинтош, попитах го накрая как си представя и всъщност как мисли по повод тези неща, колко много групи стараха модерни в техния жанр с певици. Пък Грег Макинтош дали е мислил да покарят, примерно, в новия си албум някоя певица. Той каза, бе, ние не сме много от тези, които правят гост участие в своите албуми. За нас това е малко идиотско, още повече, че в голямата си част се прави с маркетинг трик. Така или иначе, съвсем скоро ще се видим с Paradise Lost в България.